Computers and computational techniques have had a powerful impact on modern molecular biology. MDScope is an interactive environment for the simulation and visualization of large biological molecules. MDScope is developed by the Theoretical Biophysics Group at the Beckman Institute for Advanced Science and Technology at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Here we see that MDScope can show the motion of molecules as it is computed. A single sodium ion, represented by a yellow ball, sits at the entrance to an ion channel. Only some of the atoms simulated are displayed. The ion is surrounded by water. Over time, the ion might diffuse through the channel, but it is unlikely to happen anytime soon. We would like to be able to pull the ion through and to feel how the system responds. This haptic device allows a user to give three-dimensional input to a computer program and feel the results. In response to 3D input from the user, a cursor on the screen moves and rotates. When the button is pressed, the user can move the molecule around the screen. Now, output from a molecular dynamics simulation is displayed in real time. The user grabs an atom and applies a force, bending the molecule. The user feels the force that he is applying to the atom and can pull it around the same way that he would pull on a physical object. Docking a ligand to a protein is a common problem in computational biophysics. Using the haptic device with MDScope, a user can pull two molecules together in an intuitive way. Here, he is pulling a sugar, allolactose, into a protein, lac repressor. He must exert a strong force to pull the sugar into the central cavity. The sugar becomes locked inside the protein, and the user can release it. Soon, it settles into its equilibrium position. Now we can return to our original problem, pulling a sodium ion through an ion channel. Just as in docking two molecules, the user applies a force to the ion. This time, however, the force always points in the same direction. A one-dimensional force may be analyzed using standard techniques of steered molecular dynamics. The user feels friction from the system as the ion moves through the channel. Resistance from the water in the channel slows his progress. Continuing in the same direction, the user can finally pull the ion all the way through the channel. A graph of the applied force and position gives us information about the system. The haptic interface is a tool that will help biophysicists to better understand the systems they study.